In this Crown Point backyard, past a pen of piglets and fluffy Highland cows, is a tiny forest of hops. Their vines stretch almost 20 feet into the air, wound around strings that hang in rows from cables. Those are stretched between wooden posts dug into the tilled earth.
So when you walk through, I mean, you can see it's starting to wall up. You have walls of green, basically.
Steve Howe put up these trellises, but he's not a farmer by trade. He's a social studies teacher. And he's one of a number of Hoosiers trying to transition to a new job, hops farming. These plants at Howe Farms are 2 years old and only just starting to sprout the hops flowers used to brew beer. Howe plucks one off the vine. It looks kind of like a little green pine cone.
Like these, and in here is where you get, it's called lupulin. See that yellow?
That's the pollen-like resin that gives beer its flavor. Hops grow like weeds, but in Indiana's humidity, they're also prone to mildew. That's one reason the state only has about 50 acres of hops compared to 1,200 in Michigan and more than 50,000 nationwide. There's also not much research on which hops flourish in Indiana soil, but Howe says his buyers are pretty flexible.
Kind of like a chef being able to come out and say, these tomatoes, this is what I want right here. My brewers come out and they can do the same thing.
When it comes to local hops, it's a seller's market, which is why Howe has invested $100,000 in his hops with plans to expand or even go full-time if things work out. Now, you don't have to invest quite that much to get started, but
$15,000 to $18,000 an acre, that basically gets your plants in the ground and growing. Doesn't necessarily get you a way to pick them or anything like that.
Ryan Hammer started Crazy Horse Hops with a quarter acre in Henry County, east of Indianapolis, 4 years ago. Now he's got 10 acres, and he's hoping to expand to 100 in the next few years with the help of a nearby grain farmer. They'll need to fundraise $3.8 million to make it happen. Hammer and most growers like him don't have agricultural backgrounds, but he says he likes the hops business enough to quit his job at an Indianapolis TV station and farm full-time.
You're building this thing, and you're growing these plants, and, you know, you get down to the end of it, and you have harvest, and you deliver your product, and, you know, it's very much a tangible thing, and I just love that.
Hammer thinks he's got at least 10 years before craft beer demand and therefore hops prices fall from current highs, enough time for more local growers to get into the game. Under bright sunshine with the heat index in the triple digits, at least 100 hops-growing hopefuls are traipsing along a path at Sugar Creek Hops in Boone County. Mark and Debbie Vonderschmidt of Louisville are among them. He's a home brewer wearing a shirt with
The periodic table of beer. It's got all the different beer varieties on it.
The Vonderschmidts own a corn and soybean farm in southern Indiana, where they say some fields are sitting empty, making them perfect for some hops trellises.
After you've planted your corn, you need to have something to drink.
Mark doesn't expect to make a fortune off the new crop, but he says it will help sustain the family farm for the next generation. Purdue University horticulture professor Lori Hoagland advises hops farmers for the school's extension service.
Small farms are not going to be able to make it on corn and soybeans, so diversifying into some of these more niche, high-value crops is going to be important.
Plus, she says local hops help get people in touch with their food system and with each other. Her roots are in the Pacific Northwest, that's hops country, and she says she's really excited multiple people in Indiana want to quit their day jobs to grow the crop full-time. But that's a tall order, even for farmers who already own their own equipment. Spencer Gray is firing up a harvester here at Sugar Creek. It's the same principle as Steve Howe's mini version. You feed the vines in, it strips off the hops. Of course, you still have to cut down the vines.
We're looking for some volunteers for harvest, so if you're willing to work really hard in this kind of weather for hours, and we get to talk hops all day.
Gray is still working in real estate part-time. He hopes Sugar Creek's 5 acres of hops will cover the farm's operating expenses this year.
If not, we may have to reduce production a little bit, but we want to keep it going as long as we can sustain it.
Either way, he is creating a breeding program to test and cultivate new varieties of wild hops. It'll mean even more local options for brewers. Hops not just grown, but created in Indiana. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek.